بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كنت خلف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فقال يا غلام إني أعلمك كلمات يحفظ الله يحفظك يحفظ الله تجد تجاهك وإذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله إلى آخر الحديث. Continue with the discussion of the hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, which is reported whilst he was sharing the camel with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We last dealt at length with this expression or injunction where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when you ask for anything, then ask only from Allah. And when you seek the help of Allah for anything, when you seek help, when you require help, then ask help and assistance only from Allah. In essence, su'al, asking, is what we call du'a. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we mentioned, said, الدُّعَاء مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ وَفِي رِوَايَةِ الدُّعَاء هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. He said that du'a is the essence of ibadat, and in one riwayat he said du'a in itself is ibadat. Now something that is ibadat is worship. It's logical that worship is exclusively for Allah. This is something that Allah Ta'ala does not allow us to include anyone else, any entity, any zat, any being, where we humble ourselves, lower ourselves, make the ibadat of any being besides Allah. This is the essence of Tawheed. This is the essence of the kalima and the essence of the oneness of Allah. Now, if you analyze this action, when you ask somebody something, what does it mean? When you stretch your hand out to someone, in asking someone, you have to humble yourself. And you have to exhibit your dependence, your reliance, your need on the one from whom you are asking. Exhibiting one's dependence, one's reliance, one's need, humbling oneself, this is ibadat. This is what worship of Allah Ta'ala is all about. Now how can you do this for someone besides Allah? Also, when you stretch your hand out to someone, you ask someone for something, then what does it mean in essence by this action? That you are attesting to the fact that I have conviction and belief that this person can solve my problem and that this person can assist me. Again, this belief should be there that Allah is the one that solves problems. Allah is the one that assists me. So two things. When you stretch your hand out, ask from someone besides Allah, two things are found. One, you are humbling yourself, lowering yourself, exhibiting your dependence on the one from whom you are asking, and this is only for Allah. Secondly, by your action, you are attesting to this belief that the one you are asking can fulfill your need and solve your problem. And this also is only for Allah. We are supposed to believe only Allah solves problems. Only Allah fulfills the needs. So how can we stretch our hand out to anyone besides Allah? Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi used to make dua, ajib dua. He used to say, Allahumma, كَمَا سُنْتَ وَجْهِ عَنِ السُّجُودِ لِغَيْرِكَ فَسُنْ وَجْهِ عَنِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ لِغَيْرِكَ فَسُنْهُ عَنِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ لِغَيْرِكَ. He would say, Ya Allah, as you protected me from putting my head down before anyone, making sajda before anyone, in the same way protect me from asking from anyone besides you. In other words, he equated sajda with ghayrullah, shirk, with stretching your hand out and asking someone besides Allah. Hassan Basri rahimahullah once, he wrote to Umar bin Abdul Aziz, and he said, لا تستعين بغير الله فيكلك الله إليه. He said, never seek help from anyone besides Allah, because the moment you're going to ask someone besides Allah to help you, then what does Allah do? فيكلك الله إليه. Allah hands you over to the one you are asking. أنا أغنى الشركاء يعني الشرك. The meaning of the hadith, Allah Ta'ala says, I am the most independent. I am the most independent. Ascribe partners with me and I will hand you over to that partner. My help, my assistance will not be there. He would say, Ya Rabbi ajibtu liman ya'rifka kayfa yarju ghayrak wa ajibtu liman ya'rifka kayfa yasta'inu bi ghayrik. He would say, Oh my Allah, it surprises me that the one who recognizes you knows that you are Qadir Mutlaq, knows that you are the creator of everything, knows that the treasures of everything are in your hands. How is it possible? How is it possible that he places his dependence on someone besides you? Ya Allah, the one that has recognized you, how is it possible that you will seek help from someone besides you? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, duriba mathal, fastami'u lah. O people, I am giving you an example. Allah is saying, duriba mathal, an example, a parable is being expounded to you. Fastami'u lah, listen attentively. Very rarely in the Quran we find this. Fastami'u lah. Allah is saying, listen attentively to what I have to say to you. Listen attentively to what I have to say. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ Any being, any entity besides Allah that you will ask from, that you will place your need in front. لَيَّخْلُقُوا ذُبَابَ وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ Allah says, they are not able to create a fly. 14 centuries ago in the Quran Allah said this. Ask from any being besides Allah. Allah says they will not be able to create a fly even if they pool their resources together. Forget creating the fly. وَيَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُهُ مِنْ If a fly has to steal from them something, you get this expression in Urdu, they say Makki Chus. Makki Chus is someone who's a very big miser. They say he'll squeeze the oil out of a fly. So what Allah says, whoever you will turn to besides Allah, if they pool their resources together, they will not be able to create a fly. If a fly takes something from them, they will not be able to get back from the fly what it took from them. So how is it that you are asking from them? How is it that you are placing your dependence upon them? Never stretch this hand out to any human being, any ghairullah, because you are humbling and lowering yourself before that entity. And this humbling and lowering ourselves is only for Allah. Ask your need only from Allah. Allah says, "Da'ufa talibu wal matlub." The one you are relying upon, ghairullah. The one you are asking and the one you are depending. And you yourself, you have weakened yourself. Turn only to Allah. Another place in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, "Walladina tad'una min duni ma yamlikuna min qitmir." Ajib. Ramadan month, sometimes iftar time, we eat dates. If you're very hungry, you suck the seed of the date. Tiny film comes off the seed of the date. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that film that comes off the seed of the date is called qitmir in Arabic. وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِي Any entity that you will stretch your hand out and ask from besides Allah. مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِن قِتْمِير Allah says that entity does not even own the peel that is covering the seed of the date. إِن تَدْعُوهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُوا دُعَاءَكُمْ وَلَوْ سَمِعُوا مَا اسْتَجَابُوا لَكُمْ Ask from them, they will not hear you. And even if they hear you, they will not respond to you. In other words, Allah says, turn to anyone besides Allah, and that turning to ghairullah will be futile. Your need will never be fulfilled. And very, very important, you will distance yourself from Allah. So this advice Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ When you ask, ask only from Allah. And when you seek help only from Allah. Allah give us tawfiq.